is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our website at kaxe.org. You get lots of great information about our albums of the week, about the musicians we interview, as well as news from around the region. Up next, a rebroadcast of On the River with volunteer hosts. I'm Heidi Holton. Thanks for tuning in.
Until about 4
you are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
Having a look at what's happening around our area this weekish time. Momentum Advocacy will hold a listening session on local news Wednesday, November 12th from 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. at Yanmar Arena in Grand Rapids. The goal is to pinpoint gaps in local coverage and discuss the role of local information. RSVPs are required. Email news at kaxe.org. And you can take part in a community read-in at the Bemidji Public Library from 5 to 6 p.m. Mondays in November. Gather to read quietly together, demonstrate support, and celebrate the library. Well, I think I'm going to do a little something different with this here on the river. It all started off, I was going to play a set of talking blues, and then I decided, you know what, that is a whole lot of talking blues all at once. So I decided to go and start every set today with a talking blues song, and we're going to follow it up with songs along the theme of the talking blues that leads the whole thing off. And we're going to start this one off with Talking Airplane Disaster from Phil Ochs.
Well, once I heard some people say, if you gotta travel, there's just one way. You gotta leave the ground, gotta go through the air, gotta find a pilot and pay your fare. You gotta sail through the sky. In other words, you gotta fly. Yeah, statistics show it's the way to go. Well, it's safer than your car, you know. Yes, it's safer than your home, safer than your street, about the safest place to put your feet. Statistics don't lie, but statistics don't die either. Well, once I heard Bob Dylan say, you gotta take a train, it's the only way. Well, nothing ever happens to trains at all. There was just one accident he could recall. Plane crashed into it. People flying in all directions then. So one day when the sky was blue, I boarded a plane and off we flew. Well, I looked out the window, insurance in my hand, just like Columbus, searching for land. Swearing I'd never fly again, just like the last time. And then one of them stewardesses ambled by, and suddenly I wasn't afraid to die. Well, she brought me coffee, pillows and tea, said you're as safe as you could be. She said there's nothing to worry about. Then she flew out the door, somebody forgot to close right. Well, the plane kept going higher and higher. I could swear both the wings were on fire. So I opened up the cockpit door. The pilot was a-laying on the floor with the other stewardess. Said, fly now and pay later. Then the plane dropped down about a mile or two. She lurched about. I swore I was through. Well, my stomach was heaving, it was tied in a knot. A little paper bag was all I got. That's the bag I'm in. Pilot said we hit an air pocket. Must have been a pocket with an awful big hole in it. Well, at last the trip was near the end. The airport was coming around the bend. But all my anxious eyes could see was 1,000 planes in the vicinity. They was landing and leaving and waving at each other, wing to wing and brother to brother. Well, the pilot was swearing and swerving around, but he said, don't worry, gang, we have radar. somewhere on the ground. I wasn't worried. I was crawling up the aisle screaming, Jesus save. Well, the trip didn't do me too much harm, but I did spend a year on the happy farm. Well, they couldn't understand why I kissed the ground, chewed the concrete, swallowed it down. Sure tasted good, like LaGuardia dirt should.
Bags, if you please, Mr. Customs Man. tobacco road. Bring dynamite, yeah, big old crane. Blow it up, tear it down, start all over again. Build me a town, be very proud to show. Keep the name of Tobacco Road, 'cause it's home. The only life I ever known, yeah. And the Lord knows I love Tobacco Road. Tobacco Road. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It started when they took and hitched a boiler to a wheel and made the mechanism run along on rails of steel. But there were lots of people who would never ride the train. They said it was the devil's work and chanted this refrain. I'm gonna walk on the ground like the good Lord intended, like it meant for me and meant for you. I'm gonna walk on the ground like the good Lord intended, like the good Lord intended us to do. It wasn't long before they figured out a way to fly, and there were airplanes zooming every which way in the sky. Folks said if man was meant to fly, he'd have a pair of wings. You'll never get me up in one of them confounded things. I'm gonna ride on the train like the good Lord intended, like it meant for me and meant for you. I'm gonna ride on the train like the good Lord intended, like the good Lord intended us to do. But trains and planes were just a-starting pretty doggone soon. They had a rocket ship just pointing straight up at the moon. Folks laughed and called it crazy, and they hollered at the crew. You'll never get it off the ground, and even if you do, I'm gonna fly in a plane like the good Lord intended, like it meant for me and meant for you. I'm gonna fly in a plane like the good Lord intended, like the good Lord intended us to do. Gone now all those things at which the people used to scoff, and so are all the people since that cobalt bomb went off. There's just a handful of us left to start the world anew, and we've agreed on one thing that we all are gonna do. We're gonna walk on the ground like the good Lord intended, like it meant for me and meant for you. We're gonna walk on the ground like the good Lord intended, like the good Lord intended us to do.
All right, and wrapping up that set on Airplanes and Flying was Sheldon Allman, bringing us right back to Walking on the Ground. Sheldon was also the singing voice of Mr. Ed, for those of you who remember that TV show. Before that was Jefferson Airplane in Tobacco Road. Arlo Guthrie gave us Coming into Los Angeles, and we started that whole thing off with our first Talking Blues song of the afternoon. It was Phil Ochs and Talking Airplane Disaster. Well, looking around the area, the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is looking for people to collect tree seeds and cones this fall and winter. Current high-demand species include jack pine, black spruce, and red pine. Visit mndnr.gov/seedcone for more information. And we receive support from the McCroskey Art Center in downtown Grand Rapids, where fall art classes for youth and adults are now open for registration, offering an exploration into the creative arts, from painting and pottery to basket weaving and cake decorating. More information at mccroskeyartcenter.org. In the mountain bike trails at Tioga Recreation Area near Cohasset will be closed now through November 23rd due to deer hunting. So stay away, stay safe. And let's have a look at the weather out there. It looks like we're at about 43 degrees this afternoon, and it's going to stay that way, be a little bit breezy with a southwest wind from 10 till 20. And tonight we're going to be looking at mostly cloudy skies becoming mostly clear. There's a chance of rain and flurries in northeastern Minnesota with lows in the upper 20s. Then looking ahead tomorrow, it's going to be sunny with highs in the low to mid 40s. So some absolutely beautiful mid-November days out there. Hope you can get out and enjoy them while they're here. Looking into our next set here, most of the talking blues was really made popular back in the era of Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger. They cranked out a ton of talking blues songs. And then Bob Dylan did it. We love him. But this next one we're going to play is one of the early sort of versions of talking blues. It's Blind Willie McTell and the Travelin' Blues.
South America. Walked up to a lady's house, called her grandma. Didn't know her name. She gave me something to eat. Walked on down the road. I heard old train getting off like this. I heard old bell ring kind of like this. Whistle blow. I heard it said, look a yonder. Look a yonder. At the women. I went on then, I began to sing to the engineer. Mr. Engineer, let a man ride the blind. Mr. Engineer, let a poor man ride the line. And I wouldn't mind it, fella, but you know this train ain't mine. I begin to hear that old fella blow a long show. Get away, blow it. And I begin to sing to him one more time. You're the crew fireman, low-down engineer. You're the crew fireman, low-down engineer. I'm trying to hobo my way, and you leave me standing here. And I go along, follow him, begin to sing poor boy to him. Begin to smile in my face. Get a fella right all around the wall. Get a fella right all around the wall. Oh boy, you ain't got no girl. And I begin to hear him tell me about those cheese and eggs. I want them fixed. I even say, scramble down. Scramble down. Scramble down. And I began to hear him tell me about them cheese and eggs. I heard him say, cheese, eggs, dinner. And I began to hear him tell me about Emre. I love you, Emre. I love you, true. Love you, Emre. I'll tell you all I do.
I hadn't been riding on the Tennessee stuff. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa, and one of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on the Tennessee Stud. The Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. We drifted on down into no man's land. We crossed that river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with the Spaniard's foal till I got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and a gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our gun, then he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee Stud. The Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. I got just as lonesome as a man can be, dreaming of a girl in Tennessee. Tennessee Stud's green eyes turned blue, 'cause he was a-dreamin' of a sweetheart too. We loped right back across Arkansas. I whooped her brother and I whooped her pa. I found that girl with the golden hair, and she was a-ridin' on the Tennessee mare. The Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, we crossed the mountains and the valleys wide. We came to Big Muddy, then we forded the flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee Stud. I heard a little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse coat playing around the door. I love that girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee Stud loves the Tennessee mare. The Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud.
Whispering in my
Wrapping up that set on traveling was the B-52s and Rome. Before that, we had Doc Watson singing Tennessee Stud, one of my faves of Doc Watson songs. And we started that one off going old school, back to the, I think, 1920s or 30s with Blind Willie McTell and the Traveling Blues. And we received support from the McKnight Foundation. And you can check KAXE.org for more information about food-related resources across northern Minnesota, with hours of operation and locations of food shelves, along with information on soup kitchens and community meals. Add resources in your region by emailing news@KAXE.org. And you can learn about Civic Pledge for a Better Minnesota with Majority in the Middle, Thursday, November 13th from 10:30.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
The pledge affirms a commitment to reject political violence and foster civic trust. You will also learn how small actions can lead to meaningful change. We receive support from the Hibbing Chrysler Center, serving the Northland for over 25 years on the Beltline in Hibbing. Their service center provides regular maintenance and major auto repairs weekdays from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. More details online at hibbingchrysler.us. And we're going to jump back into it here. You know, as I was saying before, a lot of these traveling blues were made popular back in the era of Pete Seeger, Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan, and we'll be hearing from all of them a little later on. There are some newer talking blues out there as well. We're going to start this next set off about being stuck, and it's going to be Corb Lund with The Truck Got Stuck.
And the Ford got stuck, got the Chevron stuck when the Dodge showed up. But the Dodge got stuck in the tractor rut, which eventually pulled out the Ford with some difficulty. A moraine that we've seen for 1,000 years caused financial joys and biblical fears. It caused some smiles, it caused some tears, but more to the point of our story. For the first time in the collective memory, that old brown prairie that had been so dry for so long was very muddy, boggy, sticky. We'd pull one truck out and get another stuck in, and motors that roar and tires that spin would sink right down to the diff, and we'd all take turns and do it again until no one could move. Call one more friend, come on out here, we need you. Bring your truck. The Chev got stuck in the Ford, got stuck, got the Chev unstuck when the Dodge showed up, but the Dodge got stuck in the tractor rut, which eventually pulled out the Ford and the Dodge. Equal opportunity. Well, got me stuck in the mud so I couldn't rehearse, and Chavez too has missed his work. Richie, he now fears the worst. He stood up his ex-wife, she called him a jerk. Of course, Holtman didn't have nothing better to do. Yeah. Except ranch. Chev got stuck in the Ford, got stuck, got the Chev unstuck when the Dodge showed up, but the Dodge got stuck in the tractor rut, which eventually pulled out the Ford. Well, it was truck after truck, we all got stuck, except the big old 4x Hutterite truck. We all thought, Lord, are we in luck, but he wouldn't come anywhere near us. Mighty neighborly, mighty neighborly. We used a lot of our backs and a little of our brains. It jacked up the jacks, it snugged up the chains. We all did our very best to refrain from shoveling. We put what timber we had underneath the wheels, and we was all out of sand, but managed to steal 2 sacks of the best modern canola seed you ever did see. That ought to give us some traction. The Chev got stuck in the Ford, got stuck, got the Chev unstuck when the Dodge showed up, but the Dodge got stuck in the tractor rut, which eventually pulled out the Ford. Epilogue. We spilled genetically modified canola seed that was genetically modified for control of the weeds and for big old yields of margarine oil, and raised hell all over that native prairie soil. Agriculture Canada is definitely going to be looking for us.
been a little nine. I just hit a wall, had a little fall. I felt a swinging wrecking ball. And why should that be? Why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me?
Because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair, squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, sirree, oh. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Daddy's side, and that's how our love is gonna keep us tied. Oh yeah. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. A love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sir, I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on.
And there was the King Elvis Presley with Stuck on You, wrapping up our set about being stuck. Before that, there was a song just aptly named Stuck by Norah Jones, and No Doubt gave us Trapped in a Box, and we started that whole shindig off with Corb Lund and The Truck Got Stuck off of his Hair in My Eyes Like a Highland Steer album. Well, let's see. Programming on KAXE is supported in part by the Minnesota Humanities Center, distributing more than $6 million in cultural heritage grants. Funding is available to individuals and organizations that will create, celebrate, and teach Minnesota's diverse arts, culture, and heritage, including Indigenous organizations, historically underrepresented communities, and recent immigrants and veterans. Details at mnhum.org/grants. And Kutaska Community Action offers free lunch every Wednesday from 1 till 11 at their Circles of Support office located across from Treasure Bay Printing on Northeast 4th Street in Grand Rapids. They also offer a food pantry from 11 till 2 Monday through Thursday. And fall volunteer DJ training at KAXE KBXE is coming up tomorrow, Wednesday, November 12th at KAXE in Grand Rapids, or at KBXE in Bemidji, Thursday, November 13th. Both classes run 5:30 till 7 p.m. You can email volunteer at KAXE.org for more info or to confirm attendance. And really, this is about as much fun as a person can legally have on a Tuesday afternoon from 1 to 4. If this time slots your jam. Otherwise, we've got a lot of different openings around the clock. There's a 7 to 10 on weekdays. Then during the weekends, we're kind of spattered about, and there's volunteer-based programming all throughout the weekend as well. So if you have the hankering or just curious, give an email, or you could probably shoot a text to 218-326-1234 as well. You only have to attend one of the classes, so it's an hour and a half of your life you won't regret spending. That's just my two cents. Anyway, getting back into our sets on talking blues and themes, we're going to start this next set off with Bob Dylan. He did a whole bunch of talking blues songs. We're going to play Talkin' New York off of his self-titled album from way back when. And we're going to keep in that Big Apple groove here throughout this whole next set. So enjoy Talkin' Blues, Talkin' New York by Bob Dylan.
Leaving the towns I love the best. Thought I'd seen some ups and downs till I come into New York town. People going down to the ground, buildings going up to the sky. Wintertime in New York town, the wind blowing the snow around. Walk around with nowhere to go. Somebody can freeze right to the bone. I froze right to the bone. New York Times said it was the coldest winter in 17 years. I didn't feel so cold then. I swung on to my old guitar, grabbed hold of a subway car. After rocking, reeling, rolling right, I landed up on the downtown side. Greenwich Village. Ended up in one of them coffee houses on the block. I'd get on the stage, sing and play. Man, I say, come back some other day. You sound like a hillbilly. We want folk singers here. Well, I got a harmonica job, begun to play, blowing my lungs out for a dollar a day. I blow it inside out and upside down. The man there said he loved my sound. He's raving about it. He loved my sound. Dollar a day's worth. After weeks and weeks of hanging around, I finally got a job in New York town. In a bigger place, bigger money too. Even joined a union and paid my dues. Now, a very great man once said that some people rob you with a fountain pen. It don't take too long to find out just what he was talking about. A lot of people don't have much food on their table, but they got a lot of forks and knives, and they gotta cut something. The sun was warm, I rambled out of New York town. Pulled my cap down over my eyes, headed out for the western skies. So long, New York. Howdy, East Orange.
you.
Every time I go away off the beaten track, I live only for the day when I know I'm back. I happen to like New York. I happen to like this town. I like the city air. I like to drink of it. The more I know New York, the more I think of it. I like the sight and the sound and even the stink of it. I happen to like New York. I like to go to Battery Park and watch those liners booming in. I often ask myself, why should it be that they should come so far from across the sea? I suppose it's because they all agree with me. They happen to like New York. Last Sunday afternoon, I took a trip to Hawaii.